This is Essence, also known as Nikish Speaks. Welcome back, guys. It's Monday, a new day and a new week already. How's everybody feeling out there? I hope you all had a great weekend. I definitely did. I had a blast with my family. My only complaint is that the weekend goes by so quickly. Today I'm going to talk about Black issues, the continuation from the We Are Human Beings episode from last week. All of this turmoil and disrespect that's been going on way before some of us existed, even before some of our parents existed. However, years later, it's still going on. We need to repair these issues for our children, our grandchildren, and other future generations' sake, or they will be dealing with the same garbage. Because, as you can see, generations of hate, self-hate, and disparity, along with racism, are taught, learned, and repeated. Again, in Oklahoma, two white guys blocked in a Black delivery driver with their vehicles. It was a gated community. He had just dropped off an appliance to a customer's home. Again, simply doing his job. Thank God nothing happened, but I have a question of all these quote-unquote civilian fake police roaming about. Question number one, have they seen any child abductions or attempts? Question number two, have they seen or solved any unsolved murders or attempted murders? Because it seems that America that is filled with so much crime that's going on consistently around us in all areas, no one seems to see any of these things that are actually going on, but you can see a person that is doing their job and minding their business. I don't understand how is that possible. It's simply just harassing people now. But for what reason? What cause at all? It's really sad. Thank God nothing turned out of the situation bad, but just someone simply, again, doing their job, but being basically harassed by two people. If something's going on, they should have basically just called the police if they felt uncomfortable. Simple and plain, but no, they wanted to take it upon themselves. And thank God the situation ended well. And if they're looking out for their community's safety truly, they would indefinitely see some type of activity going on, because nowhere in this world is there anywhere that everything is at zero ratings for crime. There are child abductions going on consistently. I mean, they could be of a great help to someone, save their life, if they use their eyes and attention wisely, as opposed to using it to seeing people based on their skin color. This world would be a much better place if we all chipped in that manner to really help each other, showing compassion and empathy. That would be such a great help. But these people are not using their quote-unquote skills for these reasons. And I wanted to clarify something. Last week's episode, We Are Human Beings, as I said, I spoke about Black issues. And yes, I use some points in there about black on black crime. I'm not blaming black people for what's going on as far as racism and other unfair issues that go on towards us. But I'm simply saying, with all this stuff going on around you, you are not blind to it. So therefore, we should come together to combat this bullcrap that's going on as a unit. That's what I'm saying. We are the heart to our legacy and culture. We must carry it on. Honestly, no one else can for us. So why are we helping to destroy it as well by hurting each other, disrespecting each other, killing each other? That's what I'm simply saying. Not to add on to the situation when there's enough already going on. It's like overflowing the pot. It's boiling over already. We don't need to keep on throwing more ingredients into it. We have more than enough going on. That's what I'm saying. And I hope that people will get that point, that we need to help each other as a whole, and also to help each other within our communities, because each and every race does that. They still help each other. They stick together. And yes, black people, we do need to stick together more. We need to help each other within our communities. We need to come together as a whole unit. And I repeat that strongly. I believe in that thoroughly. It's something that needs to be done, and it's something that needs to be said. Some people get offended by it, but it's nothing to get offended by when it's simply the truth. Simply the truth. Remember, to be kind, it is free. Thanks for tuning in to Nikeesh Speaks. Till next time, take care, guys.